This week, we're following up on initiatives from the recent past that used taxpayer or ratepayer dollars, and we're asking the question, did it work? Today, let's go back to 2015, when Green Mountain Power, the state's largest electric utility, announced a plan to build a facility in St. Albans that would take in manure from three area farms and convert it into a source of energy. It was also going to help reduce manure runoff into the St. Albans Bay of Lake Champlain. VPR's Anna Van Dyne has been following up on this story for our Did It Work series. Hey, Anna.
Hi, Henry.
So tell me more about this project.
All right. So GMP was going to build this thing called a digester in St. Albans. The project was going to cost about $8 million, and GMP hoped it would bring renewable energy to the area while reducing pollution in the lake.
Okay, so before we go any further, what exactly is a digester?
So a biodigester uses organic waste, like manure, to generate electricity instead of just putting it in a landfill or composting it. They're these big metal vats, kind of between the size of a house and a circus tent. As for what goes on inside them, I talked with a guy named Eric Fitch, who works with digesters, and he explained to me what happens.
We feed the digester things like proteins, carbohydrates, sugars, starches.
And then bacteria do the rest. Some of the bacteria break all that down.
Then there are other kinds of bacteria
that convert the broken down material into gases like methane.
So all that happens in there.
Okay, so bacteria eat the organic material and emit gas that's captured and can be used as energy, and putting the manure in the digester reduces runoff into the lake.
Yeah, that's pretty much the idea. And GMP wanted to build one of these things in St. Albans Town on Dunsmore Road. GMP has been involved with digesters for years through their Cow Power program, but this would have been the first one fully owned and operated by the utility. In fact, they hope this would be the first of five community digesters. And according to GMP, the digester was going to bring a number of benefits to the area. It was going to generate enough renewable energy to power about 700 homes each year. It was going to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and it was going to reduce up to one-third of the phosphorus pollution in the St. Albans Bay. Back in 2015, it sounded pretty good to some people, like former select board member David McWilliams.
I did vote for it because removing the phosphorus out of the, you know, if you go down to the bay and during the summer, we've had blue-green algae. That's caused by runoff from farms.
And if everything went according to plan, construction was going to begin in summer 2016.
Okay, so is it all up and running now?
Not exactly. When I went out there a few weeks ago and drove past the site where the digester was supposed to be built, it was still a cornfield.
This is Dunsmore Road. We just came a couple hundred yards from where I showed you the backside of where the digester was going to be. This is a big farm right here. This is the digester site.
I'm in the car with Tim Camisa, president of Vermont Organics Reclamation. And like I said, there is no digester on that spot in St. Albans. In May 2016, GMP filed a letter with the Public Service Board to suspend the project. And Tim Camisa is happy about it. He doesn't think building a digester there is a good idea, and he has mixed feelings about digesters in general.
It was about being sexy to say we're affecting water quality. That's all it is. When in fact, that was greenwashing. That wasn't even the case.
When Green Mountain Power started the process to build the digester back in late 2015, Tim was one of several community members opposed to it. He was worried about how the digester's biogas emissions might impact air quality and the potential for the manure to spill into a nearby brook.
Potential for spills so close to Jewett Brook is alarming, 150 feet from an already seriously polluted watershed.
Tim was also concerned about the Abenaki artifacts that were discovered on the site, though an archaeological team took care of that. In any case, Tim got an attorney and met with GMP CEO Mary Powell to talk about his concerns.
And I think once Mary Powell understood all the ramifications and all the pluses and minuses of the digester, she made a decision that I think Green Mountain Power won't be building any more digesters.
I also met with Mary Powell. And while she remembers meeting with Tim and talking with various community members, she's got a different story.
You know, actually, we then provided data and information that showed that the concerns were actually all dealt with and were not ultimately a concern at all. So, no, in no way did those concerns slow us down.
So then, why did the St. Albans Digester project falter? From what I understand, it comes down to two main reasons: local pushback and bureaucratic quagmire. According to GMP CEO Mary Powell, the project met opposition from existing fertilizer dealers in the area, since the digester's byproducts would have been a new source of fertilizer,
because it was disruptive to their line of business and their cash flow.
She also says working with multiple state agencies, like the Department of Public Service, the Agency of Natural Resources, and the Department of Agriculture, is slow and challenging.
Well, you know, good things take time. In this case, it's an investment that we still plan to put to good use for Vermonters in future years.
Also, there were supposed to be three farms that would have supplied manure to the digester, but then one of them dropped out. And then there were those like Tim Camisa, who resisted the project because of concerns about the design and location. Specifically, they wanted more assurance from GMP that the digester was not going to be a source of air pollution, that precautions were taken to prevent spills, and that it truly would fulfill the promise of phosphorus reduction in the lake. They asked GMP to address those concerns, and when GMP filed with the Public Service Board to suspend the project, it was so they could, quote, make certain design changes in response to concerns raised in the proceedings. The utility has not moved on from that point.
That's VPR's Anna Van Dyne. So, Anna, I think I know the answer to this, but I have to ask you, did it work?
I'd say the answer is no. The original project, as it was proposed, has not happened, and it doesn't seem like it's going to. In an email to VPR, the utility said the project, quote, could not go forward as originally proposed in St. Albans, even after various revisions to make it work. But GMP put a lot of money into the developmental stages of the project, a full $2.2 million. And most of that will be passed on to ratepayers.
Okay, so is GMP done with digesters entirely?
Not quite. Even though the digester in St. Albans hasn't happened, Mary Powell says something similar is definitely possible in the future.
Whether or not it will be in the St. Albans Basin part of Vermont where there's a significant challenge, or another part of Vermont where there's also significant challenges, is yet to be decided. But yes.
She's right. In fact, just a few weeks ago, a different company, Vanguard Renewables, broke ground on a project in Salisbury that will take manure and food waste to generate natural gas.
That's VPR's Anna Van Dyne. Anna, thanks so much.
Thank you.